I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. One of the last living surrealists has died. Leonora Carrington was 94 years old. She was born in England but spent most of her adult life in Mexico. She was known for creating haunting, mythical scenes in her paintings. She was a contemporary of Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. The World's Alex Galifant is on the line with us. Some fantastic life Leonora Carrington led. Where did it all begin?
It began in Lancashire in England in 1917. At least if you've ever been to Lancashire, you'll know it's not generally a surreal place. But Carrington found her way into the art scene in Europe. She studied in Italy. And then in the 1930s, she became involved in the surrealist movement, not only through her paintings, but she was a writer too. She wrote short stories. She always did both. She painted and she wrote. And there's indeed a self-portrait hanging in the Metropolitan Museum of Art here in New York.
And her work itself, what does it look like?
It is extraordinary. It often features fantastical rituals of animals, even unicorn-like creatures looking on. They're haunting, dreamlike images. In fact, I asked Kate Conley, who's an expert in surrealism at Dartmouth, the same question, and she said Salvador Dali would be a good point of comparison.
She painted very realistic images that had dream elements in them. And her stories were the same way. Very realistic, naturalistic, but extraordinary events take place in them. For example, a toy rocking horse transforms into a real horse. Birds speak, trees move. So there are all kinds of extraordinary events that take place in a tone and a setting that's very realistic.
That again is Kate Conley from Dartmouth. So Leonora Carrington, what kind of life did she lead?
A very, very exciting one. She fell in love age 19 with the German painter Max Ernst. She ran away to Paris with him. She lived with him in the south of France. She left for Spain. She moved to Mexico. She lived there for 60 years, you know, hanging out with Frida Kahlo, Remedios Varo. And now there's only one original surrealist left, according to Kate Conley, and that's Dorothea Tanning, an American. She lives in New York, and she'll be 101 this August.
All right. Thank you very much, The World's Alex Galifant.
Thanks.